riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread swing. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords.
Brother Netterville, that was a blessing. Man, I'm telling you right now, I'd rather be broke in the will of God than out there doing whatever. Amen. And thank God I don't think any of us are in that type of situation. Grab your Bible this evening. Turn to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. It's a pleasure to be here. I was thinking as we were down there, Brother Allen, how old are you? Are you in your 30s? I thought, you know, in church sometimes they have the kids take over. This is like when the 30-somethings take over. I thought it was kind of, yeah, Brother Neverville. Amen, brother. Matthew chapter 17 tonight. And what a blessing it is to be here. And I have to watch these guys. I enjoy them. They like to cut up, but it's my first time. And I don't want a preacher to go back and watch this and think, oh, we got another. All right. Matthew chapter 7. You saying that he doesn't watch the old preaching or he won't care? Okay. Matthew chapter 17. Turn there in your Bible. We'll look at a few verses here tonight. Of course, at the end of chapter number 16, Jesus tells the disciples there, Peter, James, and John, that they won't see death. until they see Him in all His glory. The Scripture says specifically, till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. We'll pick up in chapter 17, verse number 1. The Scripture says, and after 6 days, Jesus taken Peter, James, and John, His brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and His face did shine as the sun, and His raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with them. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is a good for us to be here. If Thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for Thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While He yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the clouds, which said, This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. When the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. I want to talk to you for just a few moments tonight on a good place for us to be. Boy, what a statement made there by Peter. Lord, it's good for us to be here. Man, I love being in church. And I thank God for technology that we can do this, but boy, I miss assembling together. I miss shaking people's hands. I'm just a young preacher. I don't know much, but I've only been on the road about 7 years. But I don't like hiding away in the preacher's office. And if he calls me back, I'm fine with that. But I like getting there a half hour early with my family and shaking everyone's hand at the door. I don't care if I've been to church 100 times. I like people. Now, lost me doesn't like people. The old Brother Phil does not like people. I don't want to, especially kids. Lord help us. I love greeting people. I like looking them in the eye and seeing their spiritual temperature and how they're doing that day and trying to be an encouragement to them. I thank God that we can join together in this way, but it sure falls short of assembling together as a local church. And I believe the Spirit of God can work, and I know He can work in this situation, but boy, I sure prefer it the old-fashioned way. Amen. Let me talk to you for just a few moments this evening on how to recognize a good place. How to recognize a good place, a good church, a good home. And just give you a few little thoughts here out of this little story in the Scriptures. Let me say, number one, that a good place is found where His glory is seen. His glory is seen in verse number 1 and 2. These men see an amazing sight. They see Jesus in all His glory. And let me say, under this little thought on His glory is seen, it's seen by special people. By special people see His glory. These 3 men, listen to me, they witnessed Jesus raise Jairus' daughter from the dead. Boy, that's pretty special. These 3 men witnessed Jesus, and we're invited to go a little deeper. Amen. A little bit deeper into Gethsemane. All special people. And believe me, God is not a respecter of persons. And if you're out there, He says, draw nigh unto Me and I'll draw nigh unto you. But I assure you, if you draw nigh unto Him, oh, you'll be a special person. Amen. Oh, and in a special place, let me tell you, fellas, the glory of God is seen, but seen by special people. Oh boy, someone just passing through and clicking on a link online, or someone that just stops in at a Baptist church because they thought it was, I don't know what, and they come flippantly, they don't see the glory of God. Oh, it may be great preaching, and the music may be wonderful and bless their heart, but they miss out on the glory of God in a good place. All those that are watching and looking, boy, I love, oh, I miss the bus route. Those that are looking, man, you see lives change. And I've only been saved for 12 years. But boy, isn't it wonderful that people's lives, man, think about my life. I got saved when I was 26 years old. I was a drunk, a mess. Boy, I was a disaster. And God saved me and changed my life. And man, I love getting to watch in church when someone's life changed. I think, oh boy, I wish I could get saved all over again. And man, I remember coming to church and it was a fight. And man, Casey and I on the way to church, man, just got saved. It was a struggle. And sometimes I thought we were going to pull that car over and we were going at it. I thought it's going to turn into a... But bless God, we went to church. Oh, man, and we got to see the glory of God. And trust me, Brother Phil's a mess, and I still make lots of big mistakes, but I get to see the glory of God, not because there's anything great about me, but there's a lot great about God. Oh, the glory of God is seen by special people. They get to see families salvaged and lives changed. And, oh, man, I remember one of the bus kids, her name's, it slips me now, Ashlyn, little Ashlyn. She's sitting there before I was traveling, and I was the bus director until recently, even traveling on the road. Boy, I didn't not want to give that up. I love that bus ministry. I'm jealous of it, really. But no one ever came into my neighborhood and drove a bus and took me to church. And man, old Ashlyn was standing between Casey and I in the morning before they dismissed him for Sunday school. And we're singing the songs and she looks up and tugs on my dress coat. And she says, Brother Phil, I want to get saved. I want to do that. What we're singing about. And I said, honey, let's do it. Let's go. I mean, right here, it's Sunday morning. You're probably not even supposed to do this before Sunday school. Let's go. Let's do it. And boy, I get this. I miss seeing her at church. She comes. The bus still picks her up. People still pick her up, and she sits there in her nice dress and her nice clothes, dressed modest like a good young girl, and sits up straight, and boy, she has a rough home. And man, all these years, I get to go home and see Ashlyn sitting there in church. Listen to me, the glory of God is seen in a good place, but by special people. Oh, a flippant person isn't going to recognize it. They're not going to see it, but let me assure you that His glory can be found in a good place by special people. It's seen, and it's seen as a special place. In Mark chapter 17 here, God marks it down and He says, just a high mountain. He said they went up into a high mountain. Later, Peter writes on this in 2 Peter chapter 1. You know what he calls it? He calls it a holy mountain. Oh, for Peter, that old mountain that was just there, it became a holy place. And all some of you out there, you've let things get in your life, and that just became all First Baptist Church. That's just that church in town there. But I'm telling you, a good place where God's glory is found, man, that's my church. Man, it's a special place to me. Praise God that His glory can be seen by special people, but it's seen as a special place. Boy, the worst thing in the world is to have to miss church. The worst thing in the world is for something to come up and problems to happen because it's such a special place. Oh, I miss it. Those people are my family. Those people didn't chase me off when I came in there smelling like cigars and with my droopy drawers and my big chain around my neck. They didn't chase me off. Can you believe that? Those nutters, they actually invited me in. Those crazy toots actually shook my hand and thanked me for coming. Boy, it's a special place. And wherever in this world God takes us to, if He moves our family, whatever it may be, there'll always be a special place. Even if something happens and things go wrong, that's always a special place. There's always a spot there in the office where I got saved as a 26-year-old man. The glory of God is seen in a good place. It's seen by special people, and it's seen as a special place. Let me ask you tonight, church members, do you see this place as a special place? Oh boy, do you miss meeting here? Do you miss being a part of the music when Brother Netterville's here and you say it's different when you're online? I'm telling you, it's different than sitting there and hearing the special music and hearing the piano play. And thank you for that, Miss Bragg. My wife, sometimes she's like my mom. Oh, she's on there. Can you cut that or is this pre-recorded? She loves playing piano. She loves music. I knew it was going to happen when I heard you play. I'm in trouble now. Lord help me. Well, to answer your question earlier, I'll be here for a couple months, Brother Netterville. Do you recognize church as a special place? Oh, how special it is. His glory can be seen there. Let me say, you know it's a good place when His greatness can be exalted. In verses 3 through 5, we see an amazing thing happen here. Let me say it's exalted because of a heavenly visitor. Moses and Elias are seen and heard by these men. And man, what a sight that must have been. These men were supposed to be long gone. We have read about these men. And man, now there they are. They're standing in front of me. And we could talk all day about what they may represent or what they may mean to us. But listen to me, Moses and Elias showed up. And to these three men, it just proved that God and Jesus was who He had said He was. Boy, and He was exalted and lifted up. Man, He can do this. I can't believe He can do that. And man, I'd love to. Someday when we get to heaven, I hope we can sit down with those guys and say, what ran through your mind right there? What are you thinking right there? Were you guys kind of elbowing each other going, what in the world? Can you guys believe this? Can you believe this is happening right now? What an amazing thing. Exalted because of a heavenly visitor. Listen to me. These men showed up to show these three men. These heavenly men showed up to show these three men. They're throwing Bibles already. These three men showed up as an example, revealing to these disciples that He was who He claimed to be. And let me tell you, someone needs to show up in your neighborhood and show them Jesus is exactly who He claims to be. Your home ought to got to be a good place. Your church ought to got to be a good place. Your neighborhood should be a good place. And it won't be a good place unless He's exalted. Unless you bring a heavenly visitor, listen to me, there's people all around us that will die and drop into hell in the lake of fire and miss out because we did not exalt a heavenly visitor and bring it to their door. I cannot wait till things get back to normal and I can bust down doors and talk to people and get cursed at and doors slammed in my face. And man, I love it. Sometimes I don't love it, but sometimes when my kids are with me, I don't love it. But when I'm out with the men, I love it. It doesn't bother me quite as much. A good place. His greatness can be exalted. Exalted because of heavenly visitors. Listen to me. A good church has the presence of God walking the aisles. Convicting, convincing, and exhorting the lost and the saved. We ought to always be humble enough to recognize the presence of God and let Him change our lives. The Holy Ghost of God proclaims Jesus is who He says He is. And now we need to do something about it. In a good place, exalted because of heavenly visitors. Let me ask you this afternoon, who or what do you exalt? What do you lift up? If your answer is anything but Jesus and the glory of God, then changes need to be made in your life, in your ministry. Exalted because of heavenly visitors and exalted because of heavenly voice. Peter, man, you could tell he was a preacher. Man, he just spoke and said things probably about his wife like some of us do live on the internet when they just messaged and said they were listening. Lord, help me. Maybe he'll give her temporary amnesia. I believe, Lord, you can do it. Peter spoke and man, he was genuine. He said, I know. I'm just getting deeper in. I'm about knee deep now. He saw what was going on. He recognized it was a good place. He recognized all that was going on was a good place, but he did like some of us do. He kind of got a little bit too excited. And he said, man, here's my plan. Here's what we're going to do. This is amazing. We're going to build these lean-tos and these little statues or these little representations here, these little booths. And we're going to make one. We're going to make one for Moses. And then we're going to make one over here, and this is going to be for Elias. And we're not going to leave you out, Jesus. We're going to make one for you too. And see, what had happened was, is he got so distracted by all that was going on that he put Jesus on the same level as these two wonderful men. And then something happened. The seventh person showed up on that mountain. When God heard His Son being compared to Moses and Elijah, God reminds everyone on that mountain and us throughout history in His Word, oh, Jesus is far greater than Moses and the prophets. Oh, and Jesus is far greater than Elijah and the prophets, Moses and the law and Elijah and the prophets. Listen to me, in a good place, God gets the glory and not His servant. Listen to me, I thank God for your preacher. He's a man, a wonderful man of God, a great example, a pastor to pastors. And I thank God for that. But listen to me, in a good place to be, it's not look at me. And your preacher is not that way, by the way. Boy, look at me in my Stafford coat that I got at Salvation Army because a hobbit died in Pennsylvania somewhere and it just happened to fit. Boy, I'm an evangelist. Look at me. Look how fancy I am. It's me, me, me. I know the Bible. Get out of here. The only thing good about me is the grace of God. The only thing I have to offer is the glory of God. Let me say, in a good place, God gets the glory and not His servants. In man's religion, we're the big shots and we deserve all the attention and we're the ones that have everything going on. No, in a good place, God is exalted. You know you're in a good place, lastly, let me say, because His grace is known there. In verses 6 through 8, His grace is known, let me say first, the grace of His peace. When these men heard the voice of God, they realized, man, we're in trouble. God the Father just showed up. And man, they were scared. And on that mountaintop, when the voice of God came down, they fell down in fear before the Lord, as every man should. And Jesus, as His custom was, came, walked over and touched them and said, come on, guys, get up. And boy, the peace that must have fallen over those men. And listen to me. You know you're in a good place when no matter what's going on in life, you can still feel the Master's touch and all that's going on. It's funny for my kids because they're homeschooled and they barely realize anything's going on. You know, everything's, you know, business as usual. You know, Dad's on the road and we have to do paces. No, they're not like, well, sometimes they're like that, but then a swift kick gets that out of them. But you love to say that on the internet. The grace of His peace with everything going on. There's the world out there, man, they're scared. You walk into Walmart, man, I'm telling you, I was in Walmart in Pennsylvania before I left. Man, people's faces, you can see on everyone, the frustration. And, you know, I'm the kind of guy, I like to, you know, give them tracks and kind of poke at them a little bit and mess with them. And, you know, one at the end, man, they're rigid. There's no peace. There's no presence of God. They're angry. There's uncertainty. God only knows what's going on in homes right now where men are home and not out working. And, the bars are allowed to be getting beer out of them and the liquor stores and their pot stores. And they're all doped up and drunk and punching their wives and kids. And there's no peace. Christian, that not ought be so in your home. Because in a good place, the grace of God is known, the grace of His peace. It's where you hear that still small voice from time to time and get to be a partaker of it, even in the midst of chaos. Even when the world's crazy and the internet's going crazy and we can't assemble like we used to, you can still have His peace in a good place. The grace of His peace, let me say, the grace of His presence. Man, when they looked up from all that had gone on, Jesus was the only one left standing there. Moses wasn't there. Elijah wasn't there. But Jesus was. Just like He had been before all the excitement had started. And just for a short time, like what happens in our lives, old Jesus was kind of lost in the shuffle. And man, I love big programs. And man, I'm glad I get to watch the conference from home next week. But I'm disappointed the national conference can't. And what have, especially bus promotions. Man, there's a lot going on. The shuffle of things going on. And sometimes Jesus gets lost in the midst of all that. Don't let it be so. Workers, Sunday school teachers, don't ever let that be so. And when everything settled down, when everything had calmed down and Moses and Elijah were gone and the voice of God had lifted up, Jesus had still stood there. He was still there constant and waiting. He could be counted on. And let me say, regardless of what changes in your life, Christ will be there. The Scripture tells us in Hebrews 13:8, He'll never change. In Hebrews 13:5, that He'll never leave. In Matthew 28:20, that He will always be there. Man, thank God for the times that God and Jesus manifest His presence in my life and in your life. Boy, you know you're in a good place when God comes by and lets you experience the grace of His presence. Oh man, I love being in a service when God's presence lays thick. I love being in a service when, man, you might know the situation of someone there and you see him hit the altar. And you go up and just say, God, I might not know everything, but help him. And man, God starts laying thick on the service. And man, I'm ready for an altar call. There's times, brothers, I'm like, come on, preacher, I want to hit it right now. I mean, let's go. God has me broke. I give up. I'm ready to hit the altar. You ought to thank God for that. You ought to miss that if you're at home. You ought to have that at home. Your home ought to be a good place. Your home ought to be a place where there's an altar, where every once in a while, fathers, mothers, you and your kids hit it and go, thank God for His presence in our home. Thank God with all the craziness going on and the craziness of our lost family and our neighbors. And boy, we can have the presence of God. First Baptist Church in Bourbonnais, do you recognize you're in a good place? Do you desire to have a good place? Or do you want your place? Do you want your will? Do you want God's place, or you just want another compromising church that goes by the wayside or lukewarm or becomes crazy on some subject off in outer space somewhere? Thank God for His presence. Thank God for a good place. Man, I love church. I love when my kids come to church. Man, that's the only nice thing about not traveling with them. Listen to me, you know you're in a good place when the assistants have to start turning the lights off on people like they're at a bar. Man, people just hang out in a good place. You know you're in a good place. Man, they just want to fellowship all night long. And man, you and your family want to get out of there, but you got to be the guy that locks the door because preacher took off 15, 20 minutes ago. You want to go eat, you wait until after church, right? But listen to me, you know you're in a good place, man, when the kids don't want to leave. I love it. Brother Netterville, we get to churches, and man, the kids go, why don't we just move here? Because, honey, we can't move to every church we visit every Sunday. Boy, I love it here. Why? Man, you know you're in a good place when people just want to stick around for a while. Don't ever take that for granted. You ought to have a desire for that. However long this whole thing lasts, you ought to just have that desire. Man, I want to get back. I have such a good place to come back to. And I'm not going to forget it. I'm going to keep my commitments to God financially. And I'm going to keep my commitments to my prayer letters. And I'm going to keep my commitment to being a faithful member, even if it has to be on the stupid internet and online. But I'm going to be faithful. Because it's a good place. Because it's worth it. Because of what God does there and how He works. A good place for us to be. It ought to be every once in a while, husbands. Why, as we get in the car and we say, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Lord, we sure do love You. We thank You. Lord, thank You for a good place. Thank You we can come to a place where the Bible can be open, where the Scripture can be read, where we can send others out into a mission field and serve God all over the world and all across our country. A good place. Help us never to forget it. Help us never to take it for granted. Lord, I don't know who may be out there listening right now, but oftentimes we take for granted a good place. Lord, help us. Help us during a time of prayer to sit and reflect and thank You for all You've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
As the piano plays, maybe in the quietness of your home, has the Lord spoken to your heart? Has God said something to you? We are so blessed to be able to have this church home. I wonder if many of us have taken this for granted. Just think that it'll always be here. We'll always have this good place to come to. Say you don't know what you have until you lose it. Well, praise the Lord, this isn't going to last forever. But what a great lesson for us to learn. Heavenly Father, thank You for the message that You laid on Brother Klausner's heart. I thank You so much for, Lord, just what was said, every point, how it was an encouragement to me. And I ask, Lord, that You please be with us, the church family of Faith Baptist Church, that we would be thankful for what happens every service here on a week in and week out basis. And Lord, all of the things that happen, Lord, we're thankful for that. Lord, we pray that we'd be able to get back and be able to fellowship once again. And Lord, we pray that it would be soon. In Your name we pray. Amen. One thing that Brother Klausner said at the beginning that kind of caught my attention is, you know, of course, during this, your home is not the same. It's not church. It's not like coming here. It just isn't. It's not the same as coming on a Wednesday and sitting where you normally sit, and as people have talked about, just missing their seat in church. It's not the same. I understand that. But one thing that he said at the beginning is, your home can be a good place. And why can't your home be a good place? It's not the church, I get that. But your home can be a place, as he said, where God's glory is seen. It can be a place where His greatness is exalted. Around that family altar time, just praising God for a little while. And I'll tell you, it's a place where His grace can definitely be known. That grace, that peace, that His presence, that can be felt at your home. Not in the same way at church, as church, I get that. But your home can be a good place also. I hope your home is a good place. And I hope mine is too. Let's take what we have heard tonight and let's apply it not just for the future, but apply that for tonight. What can we do to make our homes a good place? Incorporate what we've learned a little bit from this.